these mysterious plagues of Revelation, the 16th chapter. And then you view all of this science fiction, Star Wars, Buck Rogers, Science Digest, the cover showing the moon exploding, and all of these predilections of astronomers and scientists that this and that and the other thing could happen to bring about great massive destruction on the earth. And then you look at what man himself is doing, the way we are polluting our own nest, destroying our own ecosystem. And does a day go by but what we wrestle with that problem? With environmentalists against the people who would rape and ravage the land. Shale oil versus the sagebrush rebellion and so on. And then, of course, there are things like Seveso in Italy. A place roped off, barricaded, dead, absolutely without life that'll never be inhabited again so long as the earth turns because of deadly poisons unleashed. And then, of course, the medfly in California, an economic disaster, threats of blockade and of non-admission of California fruits and vegetables into other states, and about 42% or more of all the fresh fruits and vegetables grown in the United States are grown in one central valley in California. Does a day go by but what we deal with our daily dose of poison that we are using to pollute and to befoul the air we breathe, the land on which we walk and depend upon for our sustenance, and the sea and the oceans around us. In the 16th chapter of Revelation, when it talks about the seven last plagues, you have to wonder whether or not some of it is brought about by man himself. Now, they are plagues of God, and God is either allowing it to come upon man, or he is directly causing it to come upon mankind as a part of the day of the Lord, the time of God's intervention prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ, and after the time of what is called the Great Tribulation, and then the interruption of human affairs by what is called the heavenly signs of the seventh chapter of Revelation and the sealing of the 144,000. But in the 16th chapter and verse 3, it says the second angel, we have already discussed the first one about the vial that represented a noisome and grievous sore, almost like boils or pustules upon the skin of man. But it said in verse 3, the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul, the Greek word is psuche, P-S-U-C-H-E. The comparable word in the Hebrew language is nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H. Every living soul died in the sea. Now, when Thor Heyerdahl, who, of course, wrote Kon-Tiki and later Ra, too, and took the papyrus boat all the way from the Nile Delta through the Mediterranean across to the shores of South America, following the currents of the ocean, to prove a theory that ancient pyramid builders, Egyptians, actually sailed the seas to the New World, Central and South America, and that they were, in fact, the ancestors of the pyramid builders of the Yucatan Peninsula. But it was interesting when he said, there was never a time in that long trip, drifting endlessly out in the doldrums in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, the South Atlantic, there was never a time when they were out of sight, never a day when they were out of sight of pollution. But as you look at all of the impact of what man is doing because of his avaricious greed, because of his stupidity in thinking that our oceans can take the abuse we heap upon them, that all of the rivers, creeks, bays, and estuaries can flow with a turgid, wretched, millrace-like stream of flotsam and filth and refuse and raw sewage and dump it into the oceans year after year after year, as the populations of the United States not only burgeon, not only do populations of the third world countries and people all over the world double, redouble, and so on, and they're going to double again by the end of the century, and then double again in about 17 years, and double again in about 8 years, which of course isn't going to happen because massive wars would come first. But not only do populations increase, and therefore the devouring of energy and the devouring of foodstuffs, and therefore the increased refuse, garbage, and pollution, but do you know that for years and years and years, even some of the most exotic, troublesome compounds that we want to get rid of have been dumped into the ocean? Now, there are subterranean movements of some of the tectonic plates of the earth. For example, they have dumped who knows how many tens of thousands of, we think, safe lead capsules containing some of the deadly gases that were developed in World War I. But what happens if some movement down there breaks some of them open? What happens if even lead over that period of time eventually erodes through? It's a problem, isn't it? Well, you look at some of these plagues, and you know God is going to bring them upon a sin-sick, God-rejecting, and Ten Commandment-breaking world. But man is having his own part in bringing about some massive plagues upon his own head. And we'll cover it as we go along in a series of programs in the book of Revelation.